Okay, I start with Teves, Tavshin Pei Gimel, with the Rav Ramashor Shlita. I learned something close to the first Shema Shukha Esther to you about the Aaron Tzipora, Ita Mashchaim Ben Esther, and Chaim Levin Oriel, the Sora Shukha Yisrael. Rav Shor starts it off and gives such a different view of how to really look at Asar B'Tavis, and really the connection of Asar B'Tavis and Shabbos, but we have to build up to it. Asar B'Tavis, we know, is classically found in Yechezkel 24:1b. Va'idvar Hashem Elai b'shana atchiz b'chodesh atzi b'esra l'chodesh omar ben odnum kozul l'chashim etzom yom hazeh melech bavel samach melech bavel Yushalayim nemucha netzar surround Yushalayim on the 10th day of the 10th month, and the Gemara Neshana brings it down. So my Siri, what is the 10th, what is this referring to? Zeh Asar B'Tavis. The Beis Yosef, and the Orachayim, some Tav Kuf Nun, very famous in Kotzta, Bujom, if Asar B'Tavis says the Avujam Kudal Halacha, if Asar B'Tavis fell on Shabbos, you wouldn't be doichet and you would fast it just like you would fast it on like Yom Kippur, because the pasuk says Be'etzim Hayom Hazeh. The Chain, and this did happen a few years ago, says the Avujam, if it falls down on Friday, you go into Shabbos fasting. Like Rabbi Goldberg said, all the wives saw how much schmoozing they usually do based off how fast that their husband came home that Friday night. You go into Shabbos fasting. But we see there's a very clear connection, clear connection between Asar B'Tavis and Shabbos, that even, says the Abu Jama, even if Asar B'Tavis fell on Shabbos, we would fall. Now our calendar can't fall out like that, but Arab Shabbos does fall out. So see, there's a very strong connection between Shabbos and Asar B'Tavis. What's that connection? So if Shor goes on to tell us this from the Drashas Chazim Sofer, an incredible idea. The Drashas Chazim Sofer says that Melech Bavel, Nebuchadnezzar, when did he surround Yerushalayim? Asar B'Tavis? What day of the week was it? Take a guess. It was Shabbos. Says the Drashas Chazim Sofer, the Melech Bavel Samach al Yerushalayim Be'etzem Yom HaShabbos. It was Shabbos. How do we know that? Because the pasuk has Kivetzim Yom HaZeh, the pasuk is by Asar B'Tavis, and we know that Shabbos is called Elsar Itzumo Shel Yom HaShabbos. Right, so that Itzumo Shel Yom is called Yom Kippur's Mechaper. The Dak says Yom HaShavua. Why didn't they tell us the Yom HaShavua? By the other three fasts of Tammuz and Av and Tisha B'Av, it doesn't tell us by the date, the day of the week. It's to tell us, says the Dak, and the Beis of Nechazim Sofer explains, Kidei Leodia Ki Hayev Shabbos Kodesh Shiyodu Tzibas Haschos of the Barnusa. To tell you that the beginning of the end was the Asar B'Tavis, and the beginning of the end was on Shabbos. So not only do we see that if Asar B'Tavis falls out on Shabbos, that we would fast according to Bujam, but the first Asar B'Tavis that ever happened actually happened when? On Shabbos itself. Now Shor wants to explain, what does Yerushalayim have to do with Shabbos? What does Shabbos have to do with Yerushalayim? And he says from the Chasam Sofer, continue, but there's a different drasha now. He says the same way that Shabbos is the center of the week. We don't, like the Ramban tells us, Zachar Yom HaShabbos LeKadsho. And every single time we say, Hayom Yom Sheni B'Shabbos, Hayom Yom Shlishi B'Shabbos. So it's not Monday, tomorrow's not Tuesday. It's the second day of the Shabbos. It's the third day of the Shabbos. And it's a fulfillment of a mitzvah d'oraisa of Shabbos. Because Shabbos is the center of the week. Yerushalayim is the center of the world. Yerushalayim is the center of the world. So at the end of the day, when Nebuchadnezzar surrounds Yerushalayim, what was he also surrounding? He was surrounding Yerushalayim. He was surrounding around Shabbos. If you actually look, Rav Shor doesn't bring this down, but if you actually look at the paragraphs of Lichadori, most of the paragraphs of Lichadori got scuffed in Shabbos and Kabbalah. The Lichadori's line talks about Shabbos, but the other paragraphs, especially the first 3, 4, 5, they talk all about Yerushalayim. And the Rambam teaches because what Yerushalayim is in space, Shabbos is in time. What Yerushalayim is in space, in the place of the world, Shabbos is in that framework of the world. That every Shabbos, whether you're physically or in Yerushalayim or not, a Jew has the ability and capability to reach Yerushalayim in their home, in their house, in their shul. Says the Shor, according to Drosh's Chasim Sofer, Ki HaShabbos Oyitzer Es Yisrael V'chom Niskeba Tzvim Laval Yadzo Mikvul Mekadoyme U'mazdeh Schon Nachal Yom Tzorim. He says, you want to know what Shabbos does, what Yerushalayim does? It separates borders. We know Eretz Yisrael has different levels of Kedusha. Outside Yerushalayim is the lower level of Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. And as you go into Yerushalayim and go into the Old City and Har HaBayis and the Kodesh HaKodeshim, what's Yerushalayim all about? It's Kedusha. It's the ability to separate what's holy and what's not. And that's what Shabbos is all about. What's holy and what's not, to take Shabbos Kodesh into the week. So we see there's a strong connection of Asar B'Tevis and Shabbos. And if Nebuchadnezzar surrounds Yerushalayim, ultimately, what's he see? What he's surrounding? He's surrounding Yerushalayim. And this is the Gemara of Shor quotes, Shabbos Kodesh Yud Tesla Beis. Omer Abaye, Abaye says, Lo Nechra B'Yerushalayim, El Nishachilu B'Atza Shabbos. Yerushalayim was only really destroyed because of those who are Mechal Shabbos. But then Rav Shur goes, what are you talking about? We know the Gemara in Yuma tells us, Tesla Beis, that we know there was the big three. The big three. Agila Raya, Shechaz Dama Nevoda Zara, immorality, murder, and idol worship. So how are you telling me that this Gemara, those Gemaras go hand in hand? So you go to the Svarim and tells us, of course those were the three. But those were the three that were the Makkah Patish. Those were the finishing offerings. Those were the finishers. Who were the ones that started? How did it at the beginning of the fall? So how does a Jew even get to Avodah Zarah, Gila Raya, Shechaz Dama, and get to those terrible things? It starts with not keeping Shabbos, with not being on fire for Shabbos, with realizing that Shabbos is not what it's all about. And that's where Rav Shor continues on from this piece, incredibly from Tavshin Pei Aleph. And he says from Rav Moshe Feinstein, you know why Asar B'Tevis is so strict? That even if it falls out on Shabbos, the Rav Ujim says you fast on Shabbos, and even if it falls on Friday, you fast on Friday, like you did a few years ago. Because that's Aschud de Parnusa. Because it was the beginning. And we had the ability. Something is at the beginning. It was the beginning of the Gzeira. That means we have the ability to change it. Once things happen every other year is another base of interest is short, as if it wasn't rebuilt. But the first Asar B'Tevis, it was very easy. It was more capable for us to be able to do tshuva. But says Rav Shor, at the end of the day, there's a very strong connection between Asar B'Tevis and Yerushalayim, because we know Yerushalayim is the holy place, and Shabbos is the holy time of Yerushalayim. And we see that at the end of the day, even Asar B'Tevis falls out on Shabbos. Or even falls out Erev Shabbos. We don't fast on Shabbos. Our Jewish calendar can't fall out. But on Erev Shabbos, you better believe we do. And just end off with this. And close with Tzadok. He says, really, what is Shabbos is all about? Shabbos is the ability to realize between what's holy and what's not. All Kedusha, all of holiness, living a holy, moral, ethical life, a pure life, comes from when a Jew is connected to Shabbos. So the avodah of Asar B'Tevis, which you could say is the avodah of the tzaddik. We know the Zohar calls, Rashi calls himself Shabbos, and calls other tzaddikim Shabbos. And it's not just Stam, that Rav Nosson Brasover's Yartzeit is on Shabbos. Because Rabbi Nachman's whole inyan was to be able to find the tzaddik within ourselves. To look for the tzaddik in others, to look for the Reish Pei Beis, to look for the good, to look for the tzaddik, to look for the Shabbos. Look for Yerushalayim in yourself, look for the Shabbos in Yerushalayim in others. Shvizocha Bez Hashem, this is Asar B'Tevis. Shvizocha, that we should understand the connection of Asar B'Tevis and Shabbos, the connection of Yerushalayim and Shabbos. And the more we connect ourselves to Kedusha, to the holiness of Shabbos, connect ourselves to Kedusha of Yerushalayim, the more we'll have to be able to understand what it means to be a holy, moral, and pure life, wishing everyone a meaningful, easy fast.